So what do we got here, GP? We got the president weighing in on something? What do you think?
I love this. Danny's like, I'm throwing it to you to throw to the audience.
Yeah, I want to see what you're doing here.
What do you mean what I'm doing here?
I'm just curious. I'm just curious what to say.
I think you know what we're doing here.
I think I know.
I could do it if you'd like.
All right.
The president of the United States, Donald Trump, was asked today about the Commanders Stadium, and this is not something that I ever anticipated doing. But, Darius, if you have the Trump audio talking about...
By the way, say that sentence real quick.
Very weird, but he is the president, and this was him talking about the Commanders Stadium.
Well, we see what happens. I've been looking at the deal, and, you know, I don't blame them. They have to. It's a very important piece of property. It's a great piece of property, so we'll see. But if I can help them out, I will. You know, ultimately, we control that. The federal government ultimately controls it, so we'll see what happens. I saw the plans. I saw the stadium. The owner's very, very successful and a very good man. I know him a little bit. And it would be a great place for the NFL to be there, I can tell you that. So if they want to negotiate a little tough, that's okay with me.
So we talked about this a few weeks ago with the Commanders and the stadium deal. There is a possibility of a fight here, where the federal government could get back involved and maybe the team could try to bypass the D.C. City Council because, as Trump said, they still have – that land is theirs.
I don't
understand that exactly.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. I don't quite get the machinations there.
The land has been given back to D.C., but I guess until something is done with it, they still have the ability to strong-arm their way into having some sway over this. But this was floated by reporters. Mark Seagraves of NBC4 has talked about this. Eric Flack of Channel 9 on our show suggested there is a possible workaround for the Commanders where they could go back to the federal government and get a deal done perhaps without the city council, with just the mayor and the federal government working together. So very, very odd. Like bedfellows there, if that's how it worked
very
out.
Very strange, yeah.
With Mayor Bowser and Donald Trump and Josh Harris all posing for a, you know, ribbon cutting or something. But
we've already had one of them. We're in the White House where it's like, these are some of the most wonderful people. And it's just the mayor, the owner of the team. Like, what world is this?
It's weird because I thought
all of it.
The next time we throw the Trump audio would be like you talking about Terry McLaurin's contract.
Well, he's not signed, you see, because they need to sign him. They're doing such a point. What are they waiting for? He's such a good. He's Mr. Commander, which is a terrible name, by the way. They should never have changed it, believe me. But we're going to talk about Terry. He's that little Terry. He's their perfect receiver. He's
Who's
so
his favorite player on the team? It wouldn't be Terry.
No, I love Bobby Wagner. He's a leader because he's played for so many people. He's been in many cities, but he's here now and he's doing so well. All pro. Many people know. He was an all pro. He did so well as an all pro person.
That audio, man, didn't see it coming today.
Just jet plane in the background talking about the local 53 in a stadium. I mean, this job, dude, it's amazing. Like, think about how many things you never thought you would hear about. Like, what sort of board had to be checked?
Also, only here. Only right. The Commanders. Is the president talking about your stadium deal.
It's like, such good property. I know real estate very well. Such
Grant and Danny on the fan.
It's a good show.